Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Kelly and Judy are back with a bunch of new girls. Get ready for a whole lot of pom-poms, hairspray, and kick lines. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we've got a little dance party.
What's up, guys? We welcome you with open arms for our first show about the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders season 13. Can you believe it? It's been so many seasons. I remember watching this when I was a little girl. Well, I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and I have these two lovely ladies next to me. Take it away.
Hey, thanks, Imani. Hey, everyone. I'm Stephen Chase.
What's up, guys? My name's Juana Dizon. Super excited to be on for season 13.
Yes. There we go. Today, we are going to be talking about episode 1 and 2. We're a week behind, but that's okay because we're going to get everyone all caught up. What's that noise?
I think we just cut it off. So there it goes. It's disappeared.
Hey, guys, we're back. No interruptions. Okay, there we go. Well, okay, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders are a very prestigious team, which we all know, and they're pretty iconic. And after watching the first episode last week, there was about 400 contestants that were competing, and they went down to how many? 100?
100.
100.
Wow.
But I thought it was so, I mean, you mentioned prestigious, and it totally is. When you think about all these beautiful women converging on this one state, and they come from all over, like every single city, state. It wasn't just from the state of Texas, from Dallas, from all over.
Oh, yeah. And what I thought was funny was the first opening scene, you see 400 girls all showed up looking like they're going to the airport with their luggages and their hair super glam, like.
Right. They're, like, coming from, I've even heard people come from out of other countries.
Oh, I'm sure.
To audition for this team.
To pursue this big dream.
Yeah. And I remember walking into Party City years ago, and even in today's time, you see Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader costumes in adult size and children sizes. So it is definitely a dream that a lot of girls have.
What store was it? I needed again.
Party City.
Okay, every party, to pick up
honestly, every Party City, Halloween Spirit, they all have a DCC cheerleader uniform. I've tried it before. It's cute. I mean, it shows a lot of skin.
With the boots? Everything?
With the boots. Oh, I mean, it doesn't look as, like, quality, of course. A little, like, a little plasticky, but it's still cute.
I mean, if you think about it, like, the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about American cheerleading teams, you think Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
It fits.
So. Right. Yes. Well, in episode 1, the judges seem to have their fan favorites already. I think one was Meredith. She's the one with the green eyes. And I thought she was a beautiful girl and very technical. And you can kind of see throughout the process, they're getting their favorites. They're knocking girls out when they're talking in the panel. They're pretty harsh, too, sometimes. I saw they were talking about their bodies or their hair colors.
Yeah.
And you never know what they're saying when you're performing because you're just thinking about performing to them. Yeah. And they could be talking about how your hair color sucks.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I mean, it was interesting when Kelly mentioned that she was developing a girl crush on one particular dancer.
It was on Meredith.
On Meredith.
Yeah, I remember because I was like, I have a girl crush on
Meredith is a fan favorite. But, you know, I think that's the fun of the show is everyone's picking their favorites. You know, I definitely have mine between Maddie. I'm not going to give away too much right now, but Maddie and Melina. Melina's one of my favorites.
She's cute.
It's like you pick your favorites and then you're just fingers crossed that they make it all the way
through. Yeah, all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And a lot of girls came unprepared too. Many of them had a beautiful technique and came prepared, but a lot of them were unprepared with not the right costume pieces, or the hair wasn't looking right, or they just looked like a girls that just came out of nowhere and came to this audition.
Well, I did think it was funny. They did call out a couple costumes. So, like, first of all, what's the right costume for a professional cheerleading tryout? skin. Big boobs, tiny shorts,
your neck. Like,
and probably as much skin as you can show as possible, right? Yeah. But, like, there was one girl, I think, had, like, a long sleeve midriff top still. And one girl that had, like, shorts that were, like, regular shorts, which are not cheerleading shorts, mm-hmm. you know, right. not short enough.
Right. And so you definitely both have this type of experience when it comes to knowing what to wear, what dancers wear. You're both dancers, professional dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there. You've done that.
Yes. You definitely want to show your physique because that's a huge part of it.
Okay.
And as the season goes on, they'll go and they'll have their fitting weigh-ins or try on the costumes. And if it's like a little bit... It sounds bad to
say. Did you say weigh-ins?
Yeah, some teams do weigh-ins.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh!
Yeah, and you have, like, a little bit of extra hanging off the side or, like, underneath the shorts. They're like, oh, no. They're, like, diet. Like, I could probably could never do that team. I'm, like, hot Cheetos breakfast. So
Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Right.
But maybe you might be able to eat that because they work out a lot.
That's true. I mean,
they practice... I don't know how many days a week, but probably 4 or 5 days a week. And that's high intensity cardio.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And they look perfect.
Yeah. I mean,
these women really do look amazing. I felt like, okay, you need to hit the gym after this. Like,
right.
Hardcore.
Same.
2 to 3 hours.
It's motivation for you.
Absolutely.
I think what's so amazing about this process is that so many girls come from all over the place and they're just following their dreams and pursuing what they've always wanted to do. And some girls just come, they think they're pretty face and can just show up to an audition like Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, but it's not that because you have to be a dancer. You're not just waving around pom-poms. You have to have years of experience and technique in and out of the studio to even be a part of a team like that.
That's a really good point. Who was it? It was, oh my goodness, did we already talk about Meredith or, she's the one who tried out. She moved to New York City. And kept getting cut from all of these different auditions.
Meredith.
Was that Meredith again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the judges alluded to the fact that she may be too into herself.
Yes.
Because she is beautiful.
Yeah.
She's absolutely beautiful. Striking eyes, gorgeous body. But they said, hey, she was kind of feeling herself a little bit too much.
And I feel like that could be because she's so beautiful. And I think people have a stigma. That sounds crazy. On beautiful people. They just, you know, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And at this point in the competition... in the audition process, you are about yourself. You're not on a team yet, so you're trying to stand out compared to the next girl. Of course, when you make the team, you have to be one unit. But for now, like, you should be into yourself because I'm trying to stand out and get on this team.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Plus, the most important thing is, like, when you're auditioning, you want the judges to look at you.
Right.
Right.
That's the most important thing. You have to be there. You have to draw their attention and, you know, really give it 120%.
Right.
So, I mean... As long as they're looking at you, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
At this point, I feel like even if they say, like, oh, she's super into herself, good. She should be.
she should be.
Hot.
Right, exactly.
And that plays so much into the freestyle competition of the first episode. It was you kind of had to stand out. And that's what all the ladies were trying to do and not get kicked in the face by their competition.
Right. Because they were so close together. I think that almost happened. I think one of the dancers almost kicked the girl. The one girl went to the floor doing the most and the other girl's doing the most up top.
I think there was a slow replay.
Yes.
Poor Victoria.
I think it was one of the dancers was one of the legacy dancers that actually almost hit the girl in a legacy is when their mom has been on the team before.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shows you how iconic this team is, that from generation to generation, your child or your granddaughter still wants to be in those boots.
Yes.
And that's what's so cool about it. If you have a daughter and they dance.
Yes.
I think that's super cool. Like, think about it, being able to say, like, oh, my grandma was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. My mom was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
And now me. It's like, oh.
I think it's good and bad for them, though, because they have that, like... They have an advantage because they know what to expect, but also they have to be better because they know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just, like you said, some girls just show up to auditions like, this might be fun. Let me grab some pom-poms.
Yeah.
Like, they know that it's going to be hard.
Right.
Their moms have probably, they should have been practicing kick lines with them, so they have stamina and all this stuff. So you almost expect them to perform at a much higher level.
Mm. Right. And especially Kelly and Judy, they know their moms.
Exactly.
So
they're
like, they expect these two girls to be amazing inside and out. So they have to bring their A game. I think it just makes it harder than a fresh... I mean, it makes it easier because you know the coaches and they already have a love for you.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like... You're expected to do so much more than
to outperform
a random
the others.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, could be hard if you have to draw that personal versus business line. Like, hopefully they just perform really well throughout the whole tryout and make the team. But, mm-hmm. like, I'm sure there might come a point where they're like, I don't know, but she's a legacy, but she's not there yet, yeah. but I like her.
Yeah.
But
I think it's safe to say, in terms of the legacy dancers, mm-hmm. Victoria is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that girl, she knows what she's doing, and she is bringing it. Mm-hmm. Her A-game 100%.
Yeah, I think she will make it. I'm not sure about, what was the other one's name?
It was that Dayton?
Dayton, yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure about her, but I do think that Victoria can make it.
I think Dayton is really cute, and I think she's been doing pretty good mm-hmm. so far. I mean, I know we're only two episodes in.
Right, yeah.
So, like...
She is cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's got a good chance. But, okay, so they start with 400. Mm-hmm. Now, they're the semifinals. They're 100. Mm-hmm.
That's
so
a huge
moving on
cut.
To episode 2.
Yes.
They're at 100.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot. 300 girls went home. Went
yeah.
back
yeah.
to wherever they came from, different
countries.
So those
300 right. girls, when they go home, they can watch us and check us out yeah. on AfterBuzz.
Right.
Speaking of which, ladies, hey, AfterBuzzers, we're talking to you. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but... we need your help. Yes, we do. We need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So, if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. So, hit the subscribe button now for this channel, please, and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. Going to give you a shout out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. By the way, we are on iTunes, so log on there as well and give us, ladies, five stars. Five.
Love us. Okay, on to episode 2. This episode was about choreography. I feel the biggest chunk of it, and being able to pick up fast, which yeah. seemed to be kind of difficult for some of the girls. But a lot of the girls were picking up really well, I think. And they were taught really fast. Well, we weren't there, so
no,
I don't know.
No, you're absolutely.
But it seemed
absolutely. Judy, who's the choreographer, I mean, she was like, she just was giving voice commands. And I'm like, can I see that again? If it was me, can I see it again
yeah.
and again and again? But those ladies, yeah. they are so professional. They picked it up just off of verbal commands.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is where you can see they were talking about where you can differentiate the dancers and the girls that have been on dance teams and been on cheer teams all yeah. of their life versus the girls that maybe have danced a couple years or have rhythm,
yeah.
you know, or mm-hmm. just came out for fun and made it through the first
right.
round. Because if you don't have that dance training, you can't learn choreography that fast.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
you can't
hard.
Jump in the splits.
Right.
yeah.
yeah, if you don't have the technique and, like, the training, your brain has to get used to learning that fast and remembering
right.
it and executing the moves
yes.
well, that's something that only comes from hours and hours and hours of practice.
Right.
Sure. And knowing the terminology.
Yeah,
yes.
that too.
That
because
too.
If you don't know what a kickball change
yeah.
is, you can't do a kickball change.
Right.
Right. And they're going to be looking at you like, why are you here? How'd you make this cut? And there's another
and
girl
did.
At home.
They did that.
Yeah.
Girls.
And there's a poor girl at home that didn't make, that got cut with the rest of the 299 girls.
Yes.
That's like, I knew what a kickball change
exactly.
was.
Exactly. She's like,
exactly.
I should have been
up there.
But wait, do you guys remember, I really liked the part where they were talking about the faces that girls make.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, if in general, at a dance tryout, at a
yeah.
cheerleading tryout, your face should be happy and
mm-hmm.
exciting
yeah.
to watch, right?
Yes, you know, for sure.
I think so.
yeah.
I mean, but don't we all think when we're dancing that we look that good? Like,
yeah.
we're looking sexy when reality is like...
yeah,
I mean,
I think that's
looking...
what they were going for. They were going for the sexy look.
Yeah.
When you, like, whip your hair
uh-huh.
up and you're
oh,
like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it just didn't come off.
It doesn't come off the
like,
way that you thought.
Do you guys have, okay, I want to see your best faces, your best bad faces that we saw recreated.
You can't have a bad face, Imani.
Yeah.
Imani's too cute. Imani's too cute. She's not going to have a bad face. I can show you a really
good
face.
You go first.
You got me licking my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know,
and like,
but I'm sure it's very
yeah,
awkward.
There were a lot of there were a lot of duck faces.
Yeah.
Whipping their hair like.
Mm-hmm. Or
yes.
the open mouth, and they're like,
I think there were a few stripper moves. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You saw the episode, but very strange things going on.
Right.
So funny.
During the audition, the panel was talking about the check boxes and what they expect from each girl, and from costumes to hair color. And they were even talking about one girl, oh, she should cut her hair, she should change her hair color, she shouldn't have come in here with that hair color. And it reminds me a lot of America's Next Top Model when they have that, you know, that part when it's like
an assessment where they're just like, everything needs to be different.
Needs to go. It's like, you need to shave your head. You know, they always do that. Which was interesting because, like I was saying earlier, you don't know what they want from you. When you go into the audition, you're just thinking, this is who I am. Right. But then they're like trying to kind of change you in a way.
I mean, it was the, one of the dancers with the like pinkish hair, magenta. They're like, we're going to have to tone that down if she gets on the team direct. So the question is like, what would you do? Like, if they asked you to cut your hair, you've got this beautiful hair, would you be able to cut it? Because I would probably be like, I don't think so.
I think it, I mean, for some girls, this is like a lifelong dream.
Yeah.
So in that case, I mean, if it's a little cut, but like shaving my head, probably not. But I would honestly do anything because wigs and weaves are a thing. It's 2018. So if I don't like it, I'll just put it back.
That's good. That's good. You're brave. Juliana?
I feel like, if, I mean, in general, I feel like if you've gone to audition for this team, you want that more than anything. Like, you've been wanting this your whole life. So if they say, cut your hair and dye it blue, you're going to like, okay, I'll cut my hair and dye it blue. Me, personally, I like to just leave my hair my natural color anyways. And I think that's the best advice if you're trying out for a team like this. Okay. Like, don't go in with crazy hair colors. Mm-hmm. Don't go in with crazy highlights. Like, if you start whatever you're naturally at, then at least they can be like, see how you naturally look first, and then be like, oh, maybe she'd be really cute as a blonde.
Right.
Or whatever.
And you were telling us that you have done pro dance before. And so how is that different or the same from what we watched the last two episodes?
It's pretty much the same. So I was with the Tampa Bay Bucks a couple years ago, and I went through the whole audition process, and it was exactly the same. Like, hundreds of girls. We probably had, like, 400 girls at our tryouts, too.
Oh,
lots of sparkly sports bras and booty shorts, you know. And it was the same, like, different rounds and choreography, and then, you know, you come back the next day, and then we'll see as the process goes on longer. I'm sure it's gonna be very similar, but it's nice to see it on TV and then also have lived it and be able to relate to it a lot.
No, I mean, with you two being the professional dancers and having that experience, you know, something that I thought was really, I didn't expect it, the sisterhood of it all. Like, they really it felt like had each other's backs. Like, I expected a little more cattiness.
Yeah. And I think that's because you're at rehearsal probably like 2 or 3 days a week. You have games on the weekend. You're always with these girls where they become like your sisters.
Okay.
It's the same thing with the sorority. You're just, you're with a group of girls all the time. And you just share a lot in common, especially dance. When you've danced like your whole entire life, you just share like a special bond with someone else because you know how you grew up, you know?
Okay.
So I think that's what makes them so close. And they, I mean, they all walk around these booty shorts together. So they kind of have to, they kind of have to stick together.
Yeah.
I would say it's a lot like a sorority.
Okay.
And just having that common thing of they're all going to be on the field at the same time. And then, of course, when they do their kick line, they all have to be on point. You know, they're literally holding each other up.
That's so true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's talk about the kick line.
Okay,
the famous kick line.
I used to do that in my bed. I would get on my mattress and do
so
a little,
cute.
Like, two kicks when I was little, and then jump in the splits. Like, my mom remembers this. Like,
that's
she reminded
smart,
me about it today.
So you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, because I was like, that is, that's a, that's scary.
Can you both like, do that kick line? She can do the kick line. Can you
probably not anymore.
No, I bet you still can do it.
Maybe if we practice.
Yeah,
maybe,
we can practice.
But not high. I mean,
maybe
some of those girls were literally kicking their face.
Faces, their noses.
Yeah. And they're still like higher. It's like, where do you want to go?
That's
it's like,
past your head.
Yeah. No, I was never like super flexible though. Growing up in dance.
That's a great way. I feel like I want to go home and try that.
Yeah.
Just like,
just try on your mattress.
Jump and land on my mattress.
I don't think I'm going to try that. It sounds like a great idea.
I might be here for next week's show, though.
Right. Just coming in. Oh, I tried the jump split.
But, and they're doing that kick line, like, after a very, you know, difficult 4 hour or however long, not 4 hours, but a routine that's already difficult. So their endurance not only has to be up, but their agility and their flexibility. I mean, everything that these women do is just, in my opinion, really incredible.
Yeah, I think they said they do the routine or they do it a couple times in a row, maybe. Okay. So like 4 minutes of dancing, and then they have to go in the kick line after that, which is really hard.
Yeah, really hard.
I mean, you're already nervous and you're jittery because you just did the choreo for all the judges, and you're trying to remember it and look hot and flip your hair, and you're sweating and your hair curls are falling out and everything. And then you have to go into the kick line, so it's so tiring. And you could tell, I mean, I'm some of the girls, I think, got cut because they couldn't hang in the kick line.
Yeah, the stamina. You got to have the stamina. It's incredible because they work so hard, but then I wonder if the fans even realize that when they're watching, they're like, oh, here's the cheerleaders again. Yeah. You know, not realizing that that's a lot of time and effort and just a lot that goes into building that team and to perfecting the team to the way it looks on the field. But I think sometimes fans are so used to it where they don't even appreciate.
Right.
They don't, you know, they don't appreciate it.
Have you ever been to a game? I am a huge fan of the New Orleans Saints, so I go to a lot of their games, and I am always impressed with the dancers, and I'm, you know, cheering for them when they're out there and supporting them. But I gotta say, people in the audience just kind of, hey, Bob, gotta go get a beer, gotta, you know, get on the phone real quick and take some Instagram shots. I'm like, are we appreciating, like, these ladies out here who have dedicated so much time and work?
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. I personally go to games and watch the cheerleaders. Like, I don't really care about the football.
That's so sweet.
I want to go watch the girls dance and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's different. I'm sure a lot of men don't. don't know how much work. They're like, oh, hot cheerleader.
Yeah. Good. Or their wife is beside them. Like, don't even watch why these ladies hit the floor.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm sure a lot of people don't know. So it's good if you're watching this show. So, you know, people should appreciate how much work and dedication that these women go through.
Sure.
Right.
You know, and that this is such a big deal.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Agreed.
Yes. In this episode, they went from 100 to 60, so they auditioned their dance that they learned on the field.
Right.
And the next round is interviews. I think they said that would be in next week's episode, the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It goes from 60 to 45.
Yeah, I think they've got 60 now, and then for finals. So they have to come back. And these have just been the new girls that are auditioning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the veterans haven't even been in the picture, except now.
Yeah.
We saw them do their last performance.
Yeah.
But so the veterans will come back and be added to that. So then I think she said they take 45 into training camp.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the thing that is interesting to me also is that they leave a long time, like a week, because they finished semifinals. So now they have 60 girls going into finals and then they come back in a week.
Right.
So if you came from out of town, like, you just gotta chill for a week in Texas.
You have to be prepared for it. I feel like if you're going for something like this, you have to be in the mindset that you're going to get it. That way you need to have your Airbnb
get
set
a one-way
up,
ticket.
Or your hotel, one-way ticket,
yes.
Have your money set aside to be able to stay. Because if you're thinking you're going to get cut, you have to believe in yourself. Because if you're thinking you're going to get cut, you won't be prepared. You have to think all the way to be able to afford and to do this.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, a lot of girls have come back every year for several years. I think there was one, she was blonde.
There was one girl, Brennan. This is her fourth time trying out.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing. Yeah. I mean, to come back four times, that shows a lot of dedication because it's like when you get cut, it's devastating, you know, and you feel like, oh, was I not good enough? Did they not like the way I look? Is something wrong with me? Mm-hmm. So you can take it that way, or you can be like, okay, I have to work harder. I have to come back next year with better dance training, and I have to work out more, like whatever you feel like you need to do.
Right.
But to be able to come back four times, that's amazing. Good job, Brennan. We are
determination.
For you.
Yes, I am totally rooting for Brennan.
I think it might be her year, especially because it's building up to that in a way where she's creating like a fan base, people rooting for her.
She should have four seasons of fans by now.
And then at the end, she'll make everyone be like, yeah.
Finally, Brennan.
Maybe this was her strategy all along.
Right.
She was like, I'm going to wait four seasons, and I'll have a big fan base. Everybody will know me.
Yeah, they'll all love me.
And then they'll be extra, extra, extra happy
and
when
they'll have to put me on the team. Good strategy, girl.
Now, I wonder, this is an interesting thought. I wonder, because we're in Los Angeles, and a lot of people come to California to, like, do a thing and then end up just staying here and maybe not ever doing that thing that they came here for.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's, like, a lot of girls that went to Dallas to try out and then just ended up staying in Dallas
Yeah.
Didn't make the team, but just stayed there and like hung out and now we're in Dallas.
Actually, I kind of did that. I came here, I moved to California 4 years ago and I came here initially to try out for Lakers.
Oh.
And I made it to like the third or fourth round.
How much
and
fun.
I, yeah, it was really fun. But then I saw that there was a Disney audition. We were going to leave like a couple days later. Okay. I auditioned and got that. So I just stayed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I didn't do Lakers.
To your
but,
point. Yeah. Right. No, and the fact that you actually auditioned and made it through several rounds with the Lakers, like that was certainly my dream. I don't know about every girl's dream, but you know, you Paula Abdul, you know, back in the day, I watched her and just thought, oh my gosh, she is like the coolest, sexiest girl ever. I would love to be like that. And you actually, you know, went through
it. Yeah, it was fun. It was pretty much, I mean, it's all the audition processes are kind of the same. They're really intense and a bunch of girls show up.
Yeah.
Very nerve-wracking. And you know what made me nervous whenever I was auditioning was not the judges watching me, but it was like all the other girls in the room. Like 300 girls that you're nice to, but you also are competing with.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like the tryout process is weird because you have all these beautiful, gorgeous girls that are talented and everybody is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you kind of make some friends, but actually you know that you can't really make super good friends because all of those girls are your competition.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So I feel like you really can only let yourself start to bond once you get towards like those final stages.
Right.
And then you're kind of like rooting for each other. But still.
And then they have sometimes the veterans come in and help out. And that can be nerve wracking too. Because I think at most auditions, they have a group of veterans come and help.
Yeah.
Like with across the floor, the routines and the choreography.
Teaching
them. Yeah. And then you're just like, they're on the team or they were on the team. So that's a little nerve-wracking.
I would be totally intimidated because we do meet the veterans for the first time in episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how refined they are.
Yeah.
You see how professional they are in comparison to these newbies who want their spot. And so if I was a newbie and I was meeting a veteran for the first, I would be completely intimidated. Just me. So I can't wait to see all of them come together and meet and compete for the first time. I'm wondering what that's going to be like.
Yes, you made a good point. They are very like put together, their hair, their bodies, everything. They have like this glow about them that says, I've done this team before. I know what I'm doing.
It's my team.
Right, exactly. And speaking of the veterans, a few of them actually are retiring. I think they said 7. And then one of them stood out. She was going to medical school in Mexico.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
That's awesome.
So, and it's crazy because I think a lot of times people try to act like you can't have beauty and brains. And what's so cool about I forget her name, but this girl, she is super smart. She's going to medical school and furthering her education, but she's also an amazing, talented, sexy cheerleader.
Yes.
So you can do both and have best of both worlds.
That is a marvelous point. And I think that these ladies certainly, because it wasn't just one's leaving to become a broadcast journalist, an anchor. The other one, there's another one who's also pursuing something similar. I mean, these women have a lot of ambition.
Right.
But I think they look for that too. Like, I think we're going to see as the, you know, process goes on and they do the interviews, they look for well-rounded girls that are good representations, good role models for, like, because, you know, there's so many little girls that look up to these cheerleaders. I mean, they don't even have to be little girls, like us, older women, like everybody that looks up to them. So they are, like, local celebrities, you know, like maybe national celebrities. People look up to them. They're always, like, they always have to be on their best. They're a role model.
Good point.
So I think what we're going to see when they do interviews, they're going to look for that. They don't want to hire a cheerleader that's like,
this is my life. This is all I do.
Well, I like to go to the gym. You know, they want to see someone. Oh, I'm smart. I have brains. I have, like you said, ambitions and dreams.
Yeah. Very true. And going back to the sisterhood point, you can tell that they're so close because one of the girls, Janelle, she was on it for 5 years, and she was having such a hard time figuring out if she was going to stay or audition again. And I think at the end of the episode, she came to her conclusion of that she's just gonna, that was gonna be her last performance at the NFL draft.
Yes.
But that just shows you how much they truly love to be on the field, to be with these girls, and it's like their family.
Right.
They work so hard, and to do something for 5 to 6 years, that's a long time
dedication.
To do I mean, it's a job, so people do jobs for a long time, yeah. but that type of job is, yeah. it's tiring. It's a lot of work.
Right.
So.
No. And to that point, when at the very end, when they're saying goodbye, the veterans, and she's made her decision, you could see that the sisterhood really was, it's something that's honest, it's something that's true. The other veteran who's leaving, I think it was Jenna. They gave each other a hug, and you could tell that it was
like a sad last moment.
Yeah,
for them together.
But very supportive, mm-hmm. and so I that makes me very happy because so many times we see cattiness on reality shows, and this one doesn't feel like that at all.
That's one of the reasons why it's one of my favorite reality shows because it's just women supporting women.
Yes,
which is important, for sure. Like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
You don't see that a lot.
It's possible. It can be done.
We can all be beautiful and talented and just be friends.
Yes. Yeah. There's room for everyone. Exactly. People need to understand that.
Except not really, because there's only 36 spots on the team.
Guys, no. She brings us back to reality.
36 total, right?
Yeah.
And then plus, I mean, so obviously the veterans are probably going to be on it, but 7 are gone.
Yeah.
So that leaves room. Oh, that's
scary. Do
you
think that there is going to be some cattiness and some super, I mean, yes, competition, yeah. but just meanness that comes through.
I think there will be, not to the point of like MTV status, like fist fights,
okay.
but I think to the point where there will be cattiness because even look wise, when you have a team, there has to be a certain look. Yes. There is like a curly head, redhead, blonde, shortcut, darker skinned girl.
Right.
And so when you're looking at that and you're looking at the lineup, you have to kind of scout out, like, who looks like you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are they better than you?
Right.
Like, I'm sure, like, Meredith, she's beautiful. I know people are going to be looking out for her.
Right.
And I feel like you were saying, they're nice, mm-hmm. but in their head, they're thinking negative things about you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we will see it completely, but I know for sure it's there.
It's there.
And they'll probably talk about it in the confessions, like, when they're on the camera.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is a good point, though, about looking similar at an audition, because it's true. I mean, if you have two girls that are Caucasian, blonde hair, very similar physique, it might come down to like, and then it might be hard because one might be a better dancer, but one might have better showmanship, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And they have to create a well-rounded, inclusive team.
Right.
So you can't have a team of 36 white blonde girls, you know?
Right.
I'm glad that you brought that point up because I was very happy to see the diversity of this group. It seems very well-rounded. I mean, you have lots of different ethnicities represented.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleasantly surprised because when you do think of the Dallas Cowboy, a cheerleader, for me growing up, it was typically the blonde.
Good old Texas.
Right.
Yeah. Is middle America.
That is middle America.
When you think it's middle America, that's what you
But, you know, yeah. I think, and I don't know the exact history of the organization, but I saw a lot of representation and a lot of diversity. So
yes.
I was very happy to see that.
Yeah, same. I think that's really important for people to be able to relate to someone.
Yes.
And representation is important in all aspects of life, and especially entertainment where people are watching and seeing and coming to these shows or performances.
Yeah.
You have to have the colors of the rainbow.
Yes, you do.
Well, that reminds me of the girl Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Who was there, and that was kind of like her whole spiel.
Yeah.
That she was there to be a role model for other girls that looked like her and grew up like her, and she had a daughter, so she was like really doing it for her daughter and everything. And I really liked her, and I know that Kelly also really was rooting for her, but she didn't make it in the episode, and I was sad.
And she seemed like a pretty good dancer. Maybe not the best technique, but she had a lot of showmanship, and I think she got kind of lost in the second round that we watched today.
Yeah.
But also, maybe it was her look. Like, I really wish she would have came in with, like, black hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
instead of the blonde, short, like, brown bob.
I'm wondering, I mean, she is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
How typical is it to have a dancer who's also, I mean, so many of them, they're very young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some right out of high school.
Right.
So have you seen these professional dancers who are also mothers?
I've known a couple cheerleaders and dancers who are mothers also.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's another crazy thing about cheer teams and dance teams is the age range.
Mm.
Because you can have a team that has a 17-year-old or 18-year-old right, like, freshly graduated high school.
Yes.
and then also have like 30 mm-hmm. or even, I don't know, 35 if they're in great shape.
36,
37. Yeah,
seasoned. Like, it's really all about if you look great, if you right. have a great presence and a smile, and people want to watch you.
If you've got the skill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's really cool because kids don't have to stop your dreams. Like, you don't have to just be at home and not doing what you've always wanted to do just mm-hmm. because you have a child. It might mm-hmm. slow you down a little mm-hmm. bit because you're taking care of a child, mm-hmm. but I think it's incredible that these mothers still come out and they're like, you know what, I want to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Right.
So I'm going to do this.
Right.
You know?
I love that. I love when women have kids and they're like, oh, I'm still living my life, but I have a kid. So
yes.
It's better. You
yes.
know? Like, I have someone to just be there. They have to stay with me all
right.
the time because it's my child.
Right. Yeah, yeah right. That's really cool.
Something that struck me when you brought it up, you know, pursuing your dreams as long as you are capable. Also, the support system to do that, I thought, was represented really well by the parents. So we were introduced to some of the parents of these contestants or dancers. Mm-hmm. And I love that moms and dads are saying, hey, go for it. Like, don't stop. If this is what you want to do, make your dream a reality.
Yeah.
And then the young lady whose father passed away, it just made me think they're not just competing. They also have, like, real life situations mm-hmm. that they are dealing with, you know. And, you know, the focus, I can't imagine when you lose a parent, you know, how you can go into a competition like this.
Yeah, that's really hard.
You have to go into the competition, you know, with them in mind.
Yeah. Right.
Doing it for them.
Watching
for them.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I think you have to have a huge support system when you're doing, honestly, anything in the entertainment business, because when you're trying to work your way up, a lot of times, you know, the money isn't the best. And I know...
Or not at all.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah, I know, like, NFL cheerleaders, NBA cheerleaders, they don't really make a lot. I think the hype of it is, it's your dream, it's prestigious, you love to dance, you love to perform, and it's an amazing thing. Like, I would still love to do a pro team one day, mm-hmm. but it's not... economically, in living in California is yeah. expensive, so you do need that support. So I think a lot of those parents that come and they're at the audition, they're ready and willing to help their child to be able to pursue these dreams, yes. even if it's financially, because yeah. they're gonna need some money.
Yes, they are.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Monty, if you make the Lakers team, will you get us tickets?
Oh, I'll try. I mean, with LeBron James, you know, it's
I love
hard.
Seeing the moments though when the girls run out of the stadium. And they made a team, and their mom is there,
yeah.
and they're so
yeah.
happy for yeah. them, you know, or their boyfriend or whoever came to, like, support them.
Yeah, it's so cute.
That's a good
Love
moment.
It.
Well, what are your guys' predictions?
Ooh la la.
You can go first.
No, Julana. Let's what do you go for it. What's your prediction? What are you thinking?
Or what are you excited for? Predictions.
Yeah. All right.
Hmm.
I am predicting that, well, first of all, okay, so I have two favorites right now, Daphne and Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see them go really far because I want to watch them.
Okay.
And I think when the vets come back, like you said, the game's going to change. So the girls are going to be more nervous because the vets are there. Hopefully the vets will be supportive and friendly. They usually are.
Yeah.
But... I think Meredith is going to go really far.
Okay.
And I think there's going to come a point where they talk to her about, like we said before, maybe being more with everybody else mm-hmm. instead of just yeah. doing her own thing.
Okay.
And...
Well...
I don't know. That's it for now.
I am excited to see the love lives. I want to see how that plays into the competition. Are we going to meet boyfriends? Girlfriends? Who knows? I'd like to see that.
Mm. Oh, that's good. I never thought about that. I'm looking forward to, I guess, just the team. I really hope they show the interviews if they have. Mm. That's what I'm hoping for next week because yeah. they have to know the history of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, about the Dallas Cowboy football team.
Yes.
And that's a lot of things to, you know, keep in your head and to study. It's like studying for an exam. You have to know the answers. And if you're up there like, I don't know who this is, who that is, mm-hmm. then that's an easy way to get cut. So
maybe that's why they give them a week.
Yeah, to
so
study.
To do
study.
The research. That's
yeah.
a good, that's, that would
so
be
that's
a good reason.
I'm looking forward to. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. That is it for tonight. But you can catch us back next week every Thursday. So get familiar with these faces. Woohoo! Thank you so much and see you next time.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.